It's day one here, day two, I guess, but it's still OTAs. And the most important thing for them is going to be the mental part of it, to make sure they come in training camp and they're ready to step in there with the first team offense when they get those reps and not miss a beat. You know, it's a progression to learn this offense, to learn any offense. You have to learn it on paper first and then be able to do it in a walkthrough setting and then be able to do it when it's the live bullets are flying. So those guys have a long way to go, but they're rookies, and that's normal. I think athletically, physically, they're very talented, and they look the part, but they still have some ways to go, and that's normal.
Aaron, is there anything different for you seeing those two guys on the left instead of the right? Any adjustments? Sitting in Bulaga?
No, not really. You know, I think it's just them getting comfortable, I think. Brian, I believe, played some left in college, and Josh played some left at the Pro Bowl, which I know he enjoyed. So I think they're going to be fine there. It's just a matter of all of us working together and getting used to their stances and the calls and the, you know, the plays. But it's our offense can mirror itself at times with runs and passes, same terminology, so they'll be fine.
Was that a switch you saw coming? Were you addressed with it at all? Were you asked about it?
No, you know, players play and coaches coach. So we trust our coaches. We trust the program. We trust Mike and James Campen and Joel Hildenberg and their, the way they see things. So everybody's on board with it, and we're excited moving forward.
I know it's early, but do you get excited with some guy like Eddie Lacy, who you hear about coming up in the draft, and he comes to your team? You can kind of see what a guy like that can do when he's in pads. I mean, shorts now, but in pads as well.
Well, you know what? We like to tease the rookies at times when they wear their college stuff around here. I still wear some of my stuff at times. But, this is a step up for all those guys. And a lot of them had a lot of success in college. Eddie, obviously, an incredible program. And Nick Saban's got down there. And, the wins and championships they've had. But this is a new challenge for them. And it's fun to see these guys come in and be eager to learn, kind of sitting in the hip pocket of some of the veterans of their positions. And that's going to be the important thing for those young guys, is to really learn from the veteran guy at their position, and whether or not they're in front of them or even with them or competing with them, it's important that those guys understand this is a different game. It's still football, but it's very mental, and you have to be able to adjust to the new speed that the NFL brings.
This is not meant to point fingers at the line last year, but can you talk about the challenge of the scheme and the rhythm and everything when you're sacked as often as you were last year? Just how it affects everything.
Well, I think we still had a pretty good offense last year, so we did have some sacks, but we need to clean things up. Everybody takes their role in that. I take my part in that. It's the line at times. It's myself. It's sometimes schematic stuff, and we go through the off-season program and we watch the film and review it and talk about things and try and clean things up. But we're not pointing fingers at one position group in general. It's an offensive issue, and we got to clean it up.
Aaron, you guys talk about, you often heard about how valuable the offseason is. If the draft is in the middle of May, how much would that affect the offseason calendar in a negative sense? Maybe it would be in a negative sense. Your choice of draft.
I think a lot of the things that we've done with the new CBA stuff has been good for some of the veteran players coming in later. It's actually more difficult on the younger players. I was here many years, March 15th or so, and was able to go through quarterback school with Mike and Tom and Joe, and that did wonders for me. Now, it's difficult for the younger players, I think, because they're coming in later than usual. If you push it back to May, it'd be even later. However, this is a different football player, I think, 9 years after I was drafted. I think the players are getting coached better in college. I think they're more ready to play, and I think the mental side of the game for them comes a lot easier. So I'm confident that if you look at a year like the lockout year, we had, we still had a few free agent guys make the team, and our young guys were able to step in and play pretty quickly.
Ryan Pickett is now the most experienced player on this team. What's this going to be like without Charles Woodson, Donald Driver?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to replace guys like that. I think the leadership areas you miss the most. Obviously, from a friendship standpoint, those guys, it was great to spend so many years with them and to be a part of so many great victories and accomplishments, and to watch them achieve incredible individual success and be able to play with them to achieve some team success as well. So we'll miss I miss them a lot, and those guys are incredible players and people.
Is that a natural process, or do you think about ways that to pull this group together? This, you know, it's a new roster every year, but do you think about what can I do to promote that?
Well, I do. I take that very seriously. But I think Mike did a great job yesterday of kind of encouraging guys and laying out kind of the blueprint of what this team's going to be all about. And he called on a lot of the young guys to lead and talked about our leadership is not just being a vocal leader. He said anybody can be a leader, whether you're a young player or an established veteran. It's about doing the right thing at the right time and contributing and earning the respect of your teammates and then making the most of those opportunities. So I think last year we saw guys like T.J. Lang and Josh Sitton and Randall Cobb especially step up and take on a greater leadership role. I look for guys like Morgan Burnett to take on a greater leadership role this year. Brad Jones, you know, some guys who are getting some more playing time and becoming bigger parts of our team.
Aaron, when you signed the contract, you talked about the responsibility that comes along with it. Has that changed your approach in terms of leadership and how you, you know, are the figurehead of this team?
No, I don't really think so. I think this is it's been my team for the last few years, and I enjoy that opportunity being the face of the franchise and taking that role very seriously. The contract just made it pretty well known that I'm going to be here for the duration of my career, and just kind of reminded me how important my leadership role is on this team, and I do take it very seriously, enjoy that, and can't wait to see what this training camp and this season brings with guys stepping up and the team coming together.
With Greg and Donald gone, can you talk about the reshaped receiver core?
Yeah, I still like the guys we got. You know, we have a lot of talent in that position. I think Randall Cobb is a guy who could be an 100-plus catch guy every year. James Jones led the league in touchdown reception last year. Jordy has had some real big years for us. Behind those guys, I like what Jarrett Boykin brings. You know, he's a big physical receiver who is going to get some opportunities this year, and I think he really has a great approach to the game, as does Jeremy Ross. Both those guys last year really stepped up and cared about it enough to put in a lot of extra time. And I think the young players coming in that we drafted and brought in free agency would do a lot for themselves if they took the same kind of approach that those guys took to making this team into bettering themselves. And if they do, then we'll have a really deep receiving corps.